Newspaper is in trouble, that's not news. But there's an angle you may not have thought about with this changing media landscape, the comics page. Stripped is a documentary about the comic strip industry that premiered last night in Hollywood. Angie Fiedler-Sutton has more on this film.
A young girl goes outside and gets the Sunday paper and brings it into the kitchen. She ignores most of it, her hands grabbing the colorful section of the comics, and begins to read. So starts Stripped, a documentary detailing the world of comic strips, incorporating the first ever audio interview with Bill Watterson, creator of Calvin and Hobbes.
In the right hands, a comic strip attains a beauty and an elegance that really I'd put against any other art.
For many of these comic creators, it was reading those Sunday morning comics that led them down the path to being cartoonists themselves. Written and directed by Frederick Schroeder and Dave Kellett, Stripped launches itself into the world of comic strips by first giving a quick history, detailing how comic strip artists were considered celebrities in the 30s and 40s, and explaining how syndication works.
Mr. Spokesman, you mean the newspapers are paying me for my funny pictures?
The movie, which was funded in part via Kickstarter, then goes into the creative process. It shows people like Bill Keane of Family Circus and Mort Walker of Beetle Bailey draw, and even has some archival footage of Charles Schulz at his table. But as with any medium in today's world, the internet has changed the landscape. Newspapers closing left and right means that there are less places that the syndicate can go for selling comic strips, which means that there are less chances for new work to break in.
It's a little scary for us because we're cartoonists. You know, we're not financiers and we're not entrepreneurs generally.
So says Greg Evans, creator of the comic strip Luann. But cartoonists today, if they want to survive, have to be more than just artists. A sequence shot as if it's an 8-bit video game goes into the world of how webcomics work and is both entertaining and educational. Anyone interested in making money in the digital world should watch this segment at least.
Cartoonist needs food badly.
While the internet has made syndication even harder to break into, the very nature of it has also led to a new avenue of creativity.
If anything, I feel like we're in a rebirth of comics right now.
That quote is from Matt Inman, creator of the webcomic The Oatmeal. The documentary goes on to talk about the webcomic world, something dear to co-writer and director Dave Kellett's heart, as he himself is a webcomic artist. It brings up the point that the internet has the plus of, quote, the infinite canvas of the screen, and has given a home to comics that syndication outlets would never even consider. But it also brings up the negative of how much work an artist has to do to keep the money rolling in. Both sides are represented, from Evans talking about how little money you can make online, to the guys behind Penny Arcade comparing the complaints about the internet to what happened when the automobile was invented.
This is how people consume things. They don't read newspapers anymore.
The documentary is fun, fascinating, and enlightening. The range of interview subjects is wide, and everyone has something worth hearing. If you are an artist or just love comic strips, this is well worth the watch. Running at 85 minutes long, it feels way too short and could easily have been turned into a Ken Burns-style series. Because, as the end song indicates, pictures have been telling stories for a long, long time.
Pictures have been telling stories for a long, long time.
Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.